Blog Talk Radio.
Hitman Productions and the Carolina Dragway present the Battle of the Big Dogs, September 22nd and 23rd. More than $45,000 is up for grabs in cash payouts, including a $20,000 small block necklace shootout, a $20,000 extreme 28-inch tire shootout, and two $4,000 heads-up junior dragster shootouts for the kids. Come witness the baddest grudge and no-time racers from throughout the world. Testing 2 gets underway at high noon. Admission, $20 on Friday and $20 Saturday. Or get a weekend pass for just $35. Kids 10 and under are free. Again, it's the Battle of the Big Dogs, featuring the baddest grudge and no-time racers from throughout the country. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd at the Carolina Dragway, a.k.a. the House of Book, 302 Drag Strip Road. Brought to you by Hitman Production.
Hey guys, how y'all doing out there? Man, we're in the middle of a big storm, and man, it's raining and lightning and wind blowing. My computer done went out 3 or 4 times, so all I'm going to say, we're going to have it as long as we can have it. We're going to stay as long as we can stay. So let me get the best part on out of the way. Let's see, can we at least get a prayer there right quick? But we're having problems. Ernie, I'm not going to have Ernie on tonight, because Ernie and them got a blackout over there, so Ernie blacked out. So don't get mad, y'all. We might still have him tomorrow. So we still might have him tomorrow. But right now, he's in worse shape than me. Reb, you out there, Reb?
What's going on, my brother? I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Here.
He got his old phone back. We
can you hear me?
Hear shit.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it don't sound good.
All right, you got to do something. I was trying to get in an area. You know, I'm in this truck late. I was trying to get in the area.
Now you're good. Stay right there.
I'll stay right here. You know, I'm first of all, let me say good evening to my brothers and sisters. And I was hoping Brother Dog came on a little early where I could talk to him, but we're going to try it anyway. Sometimes the Lord drops things in your spirit, and you need to react to what God tells you to do. Never be disobedient to the Lord's word, and I'm going to try not to be today. Brothers, I've been called a lot of things. Being faithful and true and a believer is not one of them. And as I was riding down the highway today, I started thinking. The Lord just started dealing with me. And he told me, he said, you know, the prayers has been prayed, and I've answered your prayer. We prayed and we prayed and we prayed that show would turn out great. That's all I heard was nothing but praises all day long about the show. I understand that all of our brothers from all over the United States came in and mingled and fellowship with one. We got one brother that just can't stop praising the show today, Brother Tim to the house himself. So with that being said, what I would like for my sister and brother to do is we praise each other. We need to give God a praise clap. So if you brothers and sisters out there under the sound of my voice, you'd be so kind to put your phone on speaker, lay it down, and let's just give God a praise with our hands. He's worthy to be praised. The Bible says that he is worthy to be praised. So we should always praise him. He answered our prayer. He did just what he said he would do. Even through the accident that Brother Tate had, the Lord allowed him to walk out and away unscathed. That's nothing but the grace of God that did that. Nothing we could do for him, but God reached down and wrapped his arms around that car as it was doing what it was doing and saw fit to let Brother Tate live on and roll a little further. Let his days go on. With that being said, brother, I would like to just give God a hand clap. If you all would be so kind, let's just put our phone on speaker and let's let the world know, not just the racing world, but let's let the world know that we honor God, that we love him, and we place no one above him. And that above all, we thank him for what he did this weekend. Let's give God 1 minute of praise, if you would be so kind.
Let's just thank him. Thank him anyhow. Let's just tell him we love him.
Tell him we love him and just thank him. Let's just thank him anyhow. Thank him through the good and thank him through the bad, because he's worthy to be praised. I promise you he's worthy. God is just good to us. Oh, he's just so good. He's better than best. The best of the best, he's better than that. The Lord saw fit that no No one got hurt this weekend. That's a blessing within itself. The Lord saw fit that no one got killed this weekend. That's a blessing within itself. And we just thanking. We just thanking, we thanking, we thanking. Lord, we love you. We love you, Father. We love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you for being good. Thank you for watching over my sisters and brothers all week long. And then you bless them to go home, Father, with no hurt, harm, or danger coming their way. We thank you for it. Amen. Amen. And amen. Brother O, I give it back to you.
Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate it, Brother Rev, Brother D. Rev. Appreciate you. And with that being said, also, we had to change the schedule a little bit. We also was going to do a special prayer for one of our racing families that did have a tragedy. With that being said, let me see, can I go up here and find my prayer angel? Let me see, can I find my prayer angel? Sister Fan, how you doing, Sister Fan?
Doing wonderful. How you doing this evening, sir?
You got the floor, my sister. You got the floor, and thank you.
First, I want to say good evening to all the listeners, praying that everyone is safe out there. Continue to pray for each other. Father God, I come to you the only way that I know how. On bended knees, stretched arms, and humble heart, Father. I come to you today, Father, requesting a special prayer for our sister Monica Hunter, who lost her aunt over the past weekend, Father. Father, as we know, sometimes aunts can stand in as mothers, sisters, best friends, and protectors, Father. I'm asking you to go into Sister Hunter's home, and I want you to grant them peace, peace of solitude, peace of understanding, and peace that knowing that their loved one is safe in your arms, Father. Father, I want to thank you for the time that you gave this family with this lady and just to make sure that they remember how loving, understanding, and courage that she had. Father, we don't know sometimes why things happen or why you choose to do it, Father. But we're not going to take time to question you. What we're going to say, Father, is thank you. Father, thank you for allowing us the time with our family members. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you for the tears, and thank you for the understanding, Father. Father, I want to take this time out to ask you to just let Sister Hunter know that everything is going to be okay. I also want you to allow Sister Hunter the strength that she's going to need to assist her family members to get through this, Father. You know, Father, a lot of people say that death is a tragedy, but I disagree, Father. Death is only what you want it to be, Father. Bringing your children back home. Father, when they stretched you on the cross, they stretched you wide and they hung you high, Father, and you died for us, promising us that one day you'd come back. You never told us how you'd come back, Father, to take one by one or all, Father. Today, Father, we know that there's life and there's death, Father, and we just want to thank you. Thank you for believing in us when we sometimes, Father, don't believe in you. Thank you for giving us the time to make a decision. Father, thank you for continuing to be faithful to us when we're not always faithful to you, Father. I want you to let the Hunter family know, Father, that you're there for them, Father. I want you to keep them strong, Father. And then, Father, continuing to pray for our race family, Brother Dog, and everybody who's in the midst of my voice, Father. We're going through a storm right now, Father. I am asking you to pray for Texas. I'm asking you to pray for Florida. And, Father, I'm especially asking you to pray for Georgia because that's where we all reside. Father, I want you to continue to do your will. Whatever rains, whatever winds, whatever storms you bring, please allow us to endure whatever you have in store for us and to understand, Father, what's going on, Father, and to give us the knowledge to stand up straight, hold our heads up to the hills which cometh our help, Father. I want you to continue to pray for the Hunter family. I want you to let Monica know, Father, that it's okay to cry. It's okay to be distraught. But joy will continue to come in the morning, Father. I can't go, Father, without personally praying for Brother Dog and thanking him for everything that he's done for not only this radio world, but what he's done for my life and my family life, Father. I want to ask you to continue to give him the strength and the traveling grace. And even when he's home, give him the peace to know that he is a child of God, Father. And then, Father, I want to ask you to pray for our family and keep us safe, Father, and continue to show up and show out in all of our lives. and not to finish, Father, again. I pray for the Hunter family, and I thank you for them, Father, and let them know to let their aunt live on through their memory, smiles, and understanding. It is in your loving Jesus' name I pray. Amen, Father. Amen and amen.
I remember when I was a child, sitting on Mother's knee. Yes, she told me all about the Bible, that I might have victory. Well, she told me when I was young, this old race gonna be hard to run. Mother, by in the morning, she prayed for me. Now when children go away, Mother prays every night and day. She'll say, Lord, take care of my children and don't let them go astray. Oh, she's so often down on her knee, crying, Lord, help my children, please. Mother, by in the morning, she prayed for me.
So like I told you, we got a big storm going on here now. We got winds blowing and lightning. Like I said, I don't know if the show going to cut off or on since we've been on. It done went off two or three times already, but we're going to stay here as long as we can stay here. So just bear with us if anything go wrong. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible as we can and try to make it the best show we can make it. But right now the winds are blowing and it's raining so hard that you can hardly see, but we're still maintaining. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this day, and we're going to get into it, but first we want to get the sponsors out of the way right quick. And I got Sister Fan coming on again. And Brother Fan, if you out there listening, I need Brother Fan, if you out there, hit the one button. Brother Fan, hit the one button if you out there. But a sponsorship, we always, Big Ernie, them license stuff got blowed out already, so they don't have no power. So Big Ernie won't be on today, but I still might have him tomorrow, guys. So we're going to give him the respect. If we can't give him today, at least give him a chance to do his thing tomorrow. Because, I mean, believe it or not, y'all, having Big Ernie on these shows, it saved his life. If some of the people that don't know it, Ernie was ready to sit out and give it up also until we started this show. And as long as I got breath, I'm going to try to keep the show going as long as I got breath, because that's what I think is kept Ernie, Big Ernie, breathing. To be honest with you, he was ready to sit down, y'all, because he had nothing to live for. Y'all helps him out, and this show uplifts him. And, man, that just makes that man seem like he's 20 years younger. So if y'all can continue to support him, I personally appreciate it. But anyway, Comfy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems, 1-800-648-7687. It's Big Ernie. You already know he'll talk enough to know about that anyway. But also, we got new and upcoming guys, the young guys, the G&K Transport. The young guys out of Hepsiba, Georgia, Cameron Black and George Black and Cameron Evans. These are two young guys, man. They're trying to make a decent life for them and their family. And we want to try to support them if we can, too. That's G&K Transport. Out of Hillsborough, Georgia, 706-755-7990, or 706-466-3825. And not to mistake, is my personal friend, Lil Rick, RNG Automotive out of Metal, Georgia, 912-685-3923. That's RNG Automotive out of Metal, Georgia. That's my man, Lil Rick, 912-685-3923. Also, I can't forget about my man, Alan B., the tire store. I mean, y'all got me. I'm a little bit discombobulated here. The car store out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and you need to get a hold to him because those smart cars are going like fried cakes or something. They must be getting them away. Give him a call, 704-552-8377. That's 704-552-8377. Give him a call if you need them smart cars, any other kind of cars, exotic type cars. Give him a call. All right, guys, let's see. Can we get on down here? I got a sister fan first. I see your brother fan. I'm glad brother fan come on. But for all y'all that didn't know, well, I'm going to let sister fan tell yourself. Sister fan, tell them the story. I got sister fan on the phone. Sister fan.
Yes, sir.
You got the mic.
Well, thank you so much.
You got
for
the floor, sister fan.
Thank you so much for allowing me to talk. My husband was having a birthday, turning 50. And the race world has become such a part of our life. It's always been a part of our life. But since we have been blessed with dog in our family, we have a new family. Even though I have not always met each and every one of you face to face, and I look forward to that. I came up with an idea, and I contacted Brother Dog, and I asked him to do me a favor. And what I asked him to do was I asked him to come to the party, first of all. And he told me that this past weekend was a big race, and I understood he couldn't make it. So my next question to him was, well, can you just make a video greeting to him, telling him happy birthday, because my husband loves the radio show. He loves each and every one of you. And Dog, he did not say no. He said, okay. But here's where my heart really melted. He not only recorded himself, he went into the radio world, his friends, my husband's friends, and he had over 25 other racers to record birthday greetings so that we could relinquish out during the party. And when my husband saw this, it took it to a new surprise and high. Because seeing the look on his face when he looked at the greetings from the woo, woo, woo man, and I might be wrong, 903 and 904 and Dog and different, and there was one guy on there, he even did Money Mike, and it was just awesome. I cannot thank you enough for the joy that you brought my husband on last past Saturday night. It was a surprise birthday party, but you guys put the icing on the cake, and I could never say thank you enough. And Brother Dog, if you did not show up and show out, I can never repay you for what you did for us there tonight and all the things that you've done for our lives. And I totally am in gratitude to each and every one of you because you put the icing on the cake, the cherry on the sundae, and you brought just the joy out in his face. And if you could not have been there, you did the second best thing of sending those videos. God bless you. Continue to pray for y'all. And if there's anything I can ever do for any of you and your family, you know how to find me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, Sister Fan, I thank you for that, and you made me feel good, but I feel sorry that I couldn't get more of them on there. I lost track of time, and we had so much stuff to do. I wanted to get it was many more that I wanted to get on there. And again, like you just said, I want to thank all the people, all the guys that did come on and do it for them. Nobody hesitated to do it. They was glad to do it, and it was just I'm glad that Brother Fan appreciated it. And with that being said,
awesome.
I got Brother Fan on the phone. I got Brother Fan on the phone now. I'm gonna let him tell him yourself. Brother Fan, your mic open. Brother Fan.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. I know y'all ain't hear from me the other while, but I be on there all the time. And I want to thank everybody, too, man. It was Mike Hill, Tate. I heard about what did with Tate and everything, and I know Tate personally. You know, we talk to each other every time I'm at the big races and stuff, and I see all y'all guys, everybody that's talked on the thing, man, and I mean, Mike the Preacher, man, I just Wick, 902. I can just name all day, man. Man, that really touched me. And like I say, I've seen that on TV, but man, y'all made me feel like a star or somebody, man. I'm telling you that. You people don't think that makes a difference in your life, but it did. And I mean, it really did. Dog, you and my wife, y'all twisted me up then, man. And I'm not the easiest person to just get tears in his eyes, but man. Hey man, that did something. I see that on TV all the time, and to see y'all did that and brought that together, and everybody, and it made me feel like made me feel more than what I'm worth. Feel like to me, man. I mean, shoot, that was just it. Just did something to me, and I appreciate it. And I know your butt always up and stuff, dog. You know me and you talk and tease each other all the time, but you got me. Y'all got me on that. My wife, and it's been 30 years. She ain't never been able to pull nothing over me. And they done tried birthday parties and everything. Hey, she had a whole team down here and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, well, fan, to be honest with you now, your wife got a little gangster in her too now. Your wife got a little gangster too.
I already know.
Because she told me, when she invited me, I said, well, I can't come because we're supposed to be at the big race. And fan pulled to be there too. She said,
That's
he
right.
ain't gonna be nowhere. He gonna be here.
I had played in that race, man. Me and my guys, a lot of them went without me. Some of them came to the birthdays, and some of them came over there without me. And man, DJ, he came, and he always last minute riding. And y'all know how DJ Grinnell, he came to the party. He had the video. Yeah, you know, and we enjoyed what we saw. But, man, I was planning on – that was one of my big races that I had to go to. You know, I said that was one I was going to make. And, I know everybody was going to be there. And so I try to make the big sort of big ones and a lot of the small ones. So, you know, but, hey, man, it was like I was there, man, when I seen all y'all on the screen and everything, man. And I just appreciate you again. I mean, everybody. I know I might be missing somebody. But it was, like you said, it was 20-something people, man. And, man, I appreciate everybody that even the ones that didn't say nothing, that had me in prayer or whatever, I'm glad to just be a part of this, man. I tell you, it would be, I'll tell you. And my friends that came from out of town and stuff from all over, they came out, man, and they saw that, and it just, it made me seem like I was above the rest, man. And I enjoyed it. And I tell you, that would be, I appreciate everything you did.
Okay, it's no problem, man. Like I said, we one big family. We fuss and fight, but that's what families do. But when it's a good cause, we try to come together. And again, I don't know how much you can thank Sister Fan. Cause Sister Fan, you know, she. I don't know how y'all get along, but all I know is Sister Fan. She does what she has to do. And she pull it together, man. She pull it together, man. Yeah.
Yeah, she does that. They say it's always
Go ahead, fan.
And we get along awesome. Believe it or not, we have been married. It'll be 30 years, October 3rd. We went through high school together, junior high, middle school, and we have been inseparable. And I love him as much as I did when I first met him, and I would do anything in the world for him. And if racing is his life, it's my life too. And I really appreciate everything you did because you brought my husband. One thing I've never seen, I saw tears Saturday. That's something I don't ordinarily see from him.
That was just water in my eyes. That wasn't tears. You should get where you at, woman. Come on down with that now.
Hold on. I apologize.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere, Sister Fan. Rip, you see the rip still out there. Hey, Rip, you still out there, Rip? Rip. Danny Boy, Miss B, the Herb, I'm coming to
y'all. You gotta give me a chance to get out of me. I'm here, dog. I'm here.
All right, well, brother fan, you need to wish brother fan a happy birthday.
Yeah, actually, dog, I was sitting there getting a little sick because I'm like, I heard Sister Fan when she was talking, and then I heard my brother there talking. And I heard no one from up my way. And I'm like, we all are one big happy family. You know, I mean, I heard him call Tate names, so I started feeling a little different. But at first, I didn't know that. But let me say happy birthday to you, brother fan.
Yeah,
I was getting a little mad.
Done,
I'm like, I knew you guys left this as well.
No.
Yeah, they got Dunya and Nephew on there. Rick McCarroll, Rick King, everybody. I was beginning to think this was something done in the secret or just a secret. I was like, no. But hey, my friend, let me say happy birthday to you. Man, I'm glad you enjoyed your day. And your wife did what a good wife would do. That's reach out and touch whatever makes a husband happy. That's a good wife, man. Glad to see you all made it 30 and looking for 30 more with you, man. We love you.
And if y'all missed it, if Sister Fan was hanging around while we talking trash, she talked trash just a while ago and didn't even know it. She said, 903 or 904, whatever you call
them. She said, whatever you call them. 901.
Okay, but I remember
that. Hey, man, she went past 901, 902. She was 903 and 904.
Yeah, she went on up.
Y'all hold on again. Let me see if I get Miss B on it. Miss B.
I'm glad you enjoyed
yourself,
man.
Oh yeah, I'm off mute.
You want to say happy birthday to this brother fan? B, I'm gonna mute you out. I'm just doing that so I won't have all these mics. So I'm just gonna mute you out because the storm is messing with me. You want to say happy birthday to brother fan in person? You already said it on the video.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, Mr. Fan.
Thank you. I was able to actually do that for you. Hey, I enjoyed it. Y'all made my day. I tell you, that was a woman.
And I hope the Lord continue to bless you with many, many more.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate everything y'all did for me. That was big. I enjoyed it.
All right. Hold on a minute. Let me get some of the jokes I might not got. Because it's Herb the Ruler here. Herb the Ruler. You out there? Danny Boy, I'm coming to you, Danny Boy. I see y'all out there. I'm coming to y'all. Danny Boy, Herb the Ruler. He ain't paying attention. I ought to kick him off here. He ain't paying attention. It's Danny Boy paying attention. Danny Boy! Arkansas boy, Danny boy. They ain't paying attention. I'm gonna get a little mad, but Danny boy, he always give me my birthday coming up Wednesday. My birthday is Wednesday. They ain't paying attention. I'm gonna be a little irate with him. I'm a little upset though. 404-0289. You got something to say to brother Sam? 404.
I be the board though.
No, they the board. This them now. Ain't nothing wrong with the board right now.
Okay.
Ain't on the board. 3-1.
Throw me in by mistake.
Okay. 313-0483. Talk to me.
There's Madman on this line, dog.
You want to say anything to Brother Fan's birthday?
Yeah, I want to tell Brother Fan a happy birthday, and I wish him plenty more, man. I like to see him out there having a good time, and I wish him plenty more birthdays to come for. We keep seeing him having a good time.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I had a great time, man. I appreciate everything. Thanks.
All right. Appreciate you, man. All right, here comes Dolomite. He was in person, though. He in person now. Dolomite, go ahead, Dolomite.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Fan. And 60 more for you. What's up, my brother? Happy birthday to you, brother.
Thank you, man. You sound like a boss.
Brother.
You can't hold on, man. Dolomite.
He been dong, man. Yeah. And again, I wanna thank all the guys that wish Brother Fan happy birthday. Cause what y'all don't realize, some of y'all new guys on there that don't know who Brother Fan is. You know, Brother Fan was one of the founding fathers of these blog talk shows, but he was one of the mainstays that kept a lot of us on ground. And when we used to fight and try to kill each other, Brother Fan used to always step in with some words of wisdom and everything and kept everything kind of calm down. He got a little rowdy himself, but he kept us calm. People started listening to him, and I gave him that name Fan because we didn't know who the hell he was, but I said, shit, his name Fan. That's Brother Fan. So it stuck, y'all. So Brother Fan, Sister Fan, we glad you had your day and everything, and you can go ahead with your final words on that, and we'll go ahead with the rest of the program, start the rest of the show, brother.
Hey, man, I just want to say thank everybody for what they did. Thank you, dog, the whole race world, man. And like I said, I enjoyed it. It made my day, night, and the rest of the month, man. I'm going to tell you. And I look to see y'all soon at the next race. You know, y'all be
good. Okay, brother, man. Sister Fair, right. You got anything, Sister Fair?
Y'all just continue to be blessed. Y'all be careful in the weather. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Make sure you have plenty of water and food. And we all praying for everybody that we get through these storms. God is good. He's going to bring us through it. Love y'all.
Okay, Sister Fan, take care. And we love you, too. I'm going to go and cut you off. Brother Fan, stay on because, you know, he'd be on there anyway. He has to hit a rickamarole. So appreciate you,
that's
Sister
right.
Fan.
Appreciate that.
All right, God bless you. All right,
God bless you, sir.
All right, guys. I know we can get started a little early on the. I didn't want to start to get the cussing already. We on the bull stuff though. But as y'all know, let me see what we supposed to be doing. Oh yeah, that's what we supposed to be doing. Y'all hold on. One more game. Oh man, y'all put y'all battery pulls together. Wheelchair, whip. Hit the one button, whip. You ain't getting away this time. Hit the one button, whip. I can't find what the hell I'm looking for. Oh, there it is. Wait, hit the one button. We're going to get the race report going.
Hitman Productions and the Carolina Dragway presents the Battle of the Big Dogs, September 22nd and 23rd. More than $45,000 is up for grabs in cash payouts, including a $20,000 small block licorice shootout, a $20,000 extreme 28-inch tire shootout, and two $4,000 heads-up junior dragster shootouts for the kids. Come witness the baddest grudge and no-time racers from throughout the world. Test in 2 gets underway at high noon. Admission, $20 on Friday and $20 Saturday, or get a weekend pass for just $35. Kids 10 and under are free. Again, it's the Battle of the Big Dogs, featuring the baddest grudge at no-time racers from throughout the country. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd at the Carolina Dragway, a.k.a. the House of Hook, 302 Drag Strip Road. Brought to you by Hitman Production.
All right, Mike Hill, I'll see you out there. Mike Hill, if you could, hit the one button. Mike Hill, hit the one button. Oh, well, this week, guys, going down there to the Cottonwood. We're going down there. I ain't never been down there before. Whit, just hold tight. We're going to get you. We definitely need you this week, Whit. I'm going down to Cottonwood, Alabama down there. My boy, Triple X Potter, they having a big race down there. Let me see if I get Miss B on here to say anything about that since they don't usually be up on this end. Miss B, what we got going on down in Cottonwood this week?
We got King of the Woods. It's an annual event. This will be the fourth one that we actually have down there. So they got a big G-body race going on. It's like the big thing down there. So everybody excited about their G-body race. But we got different classes, four different classes actually going on.
All right. That's down in Cottonwood, Alabama. That's my boy Triple X Potter. And if y'all just don't know, that's, they support all the events. They try to make many events as they can with that little white Mustang they got. It's pretty fancy little old car, so. If anybody ain't doing nothing this weekend and you ain't got nowhere to go, come on down to Cottonwood down there and celebrate with my boys down there, Triple X and all of them and the guys down there. We'll be down there. Okay, Ms. B, appreciate you. All right, you guys and Mike here. Mike here got this big race coming up the 22nd and 23rd. Mike, you got the big race coming up, the Battle of the Big Dogs, but we got little dogs. How's the Battle of the Big Dogs? We got dogs, Mike.
What up, dog? Yeah. More dogs. We got the 28th and small block nights. You know, them be our big dog for that weekend, dog, for sure. You know, 20,000 in each one of them. Then, like I said, Jamie and them that crew, man, they done put together a minor league shootout for Friday night. And I think, dog, my understanding, Jamie got about, you know, first of all, I got to see a trigger man. Appreciate everything you do, man. He supports us 110%. He always trying to put something together for us, you know. And you know, definitely appreciate that. And I think he already said he had like 10 cars already for that minor league deal, and they all putting up money. You know, we're gonna put something on top of it, and you know, I'm gonna get them boys a good night, little trophy made for that too. And like I said, but that's Friday night. That's Friday night. We were working on a four-car 28 thing for Friday night, but today, I mean, like, and I understand and I kind of respect it, you know, like, Herb was going to be one of them, and 6 Mile Randy was talking about it, and 6 Miles, he might do a little, you know, touching up on his motor, and if he get it back, and Herb, you know, Herb having a new car, you know, they ain't got no pads, I understand that, so that part really, dog, we might, you know, it's on hold right now because unless we get four other calls, you know, this week that want to do something, I might still do a phone call on Friday night on top of the minor league deal. But if not, we'll take some money. As always, dog, we put on five shootouts.
Well, like you said, Mike, we got two cars that's maybe – well, we got two cars that's ready to go. There's Lil Rick with the Trump
right.
Mustang and the lawyer. We got them ready to go.
Right.
We got her almost ready, and we got Randy saying he got to freshen up. We never know. So instead of putting out a false advertisement per se because everybody be looking for that, we're going to try to wait a little bit. We probably – I know something for sure next week. Put it that way, Mike. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I mean, as long as we got time to promote it, I don't mind. You know, we'll throw some money on top of it. I was hoping to get it done this week, but, you know, I got to respect, you know, them what they got going on. So, like I said, we got other stuff, man. You know, the minor league, them guys, they bring good action. And we got, you know, I had put it out there, dog, but like Friday night, we got Boss Bynes and Bobby Cole locked in with the blue back half Camaro. I didn't put it out there because I was waiting on Devil Horse, you know. Devil Horse race out the way before I get to really putting all that stuff out there. You know, I wanted him to kind of get, you know, some good stuff in. You know, not over promoting each other. So, but yeah, that's gonna be a good one. That's Friday night.
Hold on, Mike.
Also.
I didn't hear you, Mike. Who you say you got Friday night?
Boss Bynes with Chopper in that back half blue Camaro. Bobby Cole, you know, in the Bobby Cole and Hitman with Dustin Kemp. That's Friday night. That's locked in for Friday night.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we got to get to work on that old blue Camaro. Chopper looking good. If he goes straight, he looking good too. You know, so.
that's it, Mike. All you got to do is line Tony up, and you know you line him up straight. He gonna go crooked. So just line him up. You point him straight. He gonna put himself crooked, so you ain't gotta worry about it.
Hey, dog, I watched the other night. I seen 15 people behind him trying to line him up, and then I seen Tony Wright snatch Bobby Cole out the way and say, let him go. Good luck. Oh, boy, but yeah, man, that'll be a good one. Like that, man, you know, as we get closer, man, it all going to jump off and more lock-ins going to come in. I even seen Bass Storm. It's actually a surprise. I seen Josh Jones with the Bass Storm car trying to lock anything for next week. Like I said, man, as long as we get some lock-in Friday, we're going to put some money on top, and we ain't got to have no four-car shootout, dog. You can throw that money. You can use up some of that money on top of some more parts. Be cool with me.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're going to do what we got to do. Mike, hang around, though. I'll see if I get D on the phone. See if I get D on the phone
hey,
now.
Hey,
y'all hang around.
Hey, dog, I have one more thing to tell you right quick.
Come on.
You ever heard of a guy named No Leg Crank?
Hello.
Yeah, I know him.
I got a call today from No Leg Craig out of Texas. Said he's coming for that small block money. It was good to hear people calling now that say they coming. You know, I think it's gonna be killing
bit
for sure.
Yeah, I know No Leg Craig. Yeah, I know him. Yeah. All right, Mike, we're just hanging around there. Let me try to get on D on there from Dev Voice. What's up, man? D. Yeah. Come on out of that bushes, man. All right, you on the show there. I know you want to tell the people about your event and thank the people for your event there, D. Come on in there. Man, all I want to do is just tell everybody thank you for y'all support showing up. I feel we had a good time. You know, we got some races off.
Everything ran pretty smooth. We had, you know, I thank everybody for coming out. Enjoyed y'all. Hope to see y'all again next year. And, man, I don't know what to say, dog. Y'all did y'all thing. Me and the guys just put it together. Well, Q did a hell of a job promoting first. I got to give her credit. And the man upstairs first. Q did. Really, man, that race really is just damn near Q race, man. Because Q bust her ass, made me and Randy and Wendell get out here and spend money on some advertising and all that type shit. And, man, it's just, she bust her ass, man. She'll make a motherfucker want to race. If you ain't want to race, she'll make you want to race. Unless you know how to tune her out. But other than that, man, I thank everybody for coming. And hope to see y'all again next year. I guess we moving on to Hitman race next, and Pat Callen. I mean, you know, I got two races to go to, but, you know, that's all I can say, dog. Shit, I ain't got my voice back from the Bobby Cole and Donye race.
Yeah. Well, me, hey, I'm over here scuffing, too. My voice going, too. And I want to send a special shout-out, man. I'm going to add it on because y'all don't see it, to Miss B. And we couldn't did it without Miss B.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget Miss B, man.
You done forgot, Hush. And also, y'all can say what you want to. Y'all send a special shout-out to that guy that was running the index class, man. He ran that thing like it was he ran it smooth and got them guys in there and was out there damn way. And we did what we wanted to do. So, go ahead, D.
Yeah, you're right, dog. I mean, Miss B, I ain't forgetting you, baby. I messed up, forgot to say you. Miss B, Kevin Halliburton, Pooch for keeping the track right. Let me think. Bubba for running the stage lane. Percy on the front side. When we decide to go two at a time, and I stole D&D them words, whoever you get beside, fuck how it turn out. You got to go. We got to keep these lanes hot because Friday, I think, you know, and I learned something from that Friday night, you know, just standing up there watching the guys. When people start going one-sided, you know, and then you got grudge races coming up, man, that kind of put a man at disadvantage. So that's why I told him Saturday, man, after this hill, y'all go down two at a time. I don't care how it turned out. Two at a time. You want to shake? Two at a time. Let's go. But, man, I thank everybody. Like I said, Miss B, I hate I forgot you, but, yeah, Miss B, because you, I mean, you stood in the paint, took some heat. And you held your own. I thought I was going to say some of shit. You were handling your business. I couldn't even hold my mouth. But I hate I sound like this, but, man, when you know you win a little money, you get a horse. So,
you know me. I got to start shit. And Mike here getting tired of you talking that shit. You jumped higher than anybody out there when Memphis games are lost. Jumped higher than anybody out there.
hey, dog.
Yeah.
See, me and Big Wilson had a little small bit. I gave Big Wilson my money Friday. You just hold it because I might not be down here. So then I went on around through a couple more fellas that's out there. You know, we did a little gambling. So everybody was like, man, where you going? I said, man, I'm going. I said, you know, I'm going with my man over here. I said, I thought Bobby's your man. I said, Bobby is. I said, but I said, man, y'all know me and Danny ain't never run around together. So they were like, I said, I don't go against the grain. Hell, we went on and shit. When I looked, I seen that wind light come on. I said, God damn, we got it. Shit. Hey, I couldn't say too much more, man. I believe that's why I lost my voice at. Man. But hey, that was a good race. Both of them races. I don't know how y'all did the bad and all that, but, man, I get props to all them teams.
Hold up, D. You right on time. We ain't did the battle post yet. We just getting the hellos and thank yous out the way. We ain't did the battle post yet.
Hey, well, look, I can say this. Donye did a good job tuning, but I got to give my man Mike Hill credit. He tuned two nice ass hot rod that made it too clean ass fast. Now, I got to give him that. He might have got his asshole blowed out, but he had him on fire. Because I kept telling Bobby, Clem on the other end, shit, as I seen him and Donye go through shit, I was like, I was glad it turned to a funeral in that motherfucker. Now, Bobby might have had a little more. Shit.
Yeah.
But I am upset, though, dog. I am a little upset, though. Donye ain't had to shed our race down like that, dog. After Donye won, man, it looked like we went from a drag race to a damn funeral. What the hell going on here? Shit.
Yeah. Dang. It did kind of suck the wind out of it. Hey, they already had hitters in the stomach with sweetness. They hit us in the stomach with sweetness. Then they put a headshot on us with Memphis Games.
Hey. But that go back to y'all. Don't count your eggs for the hat. Because Bobby had told us, he said, I'm going to run Donye. I'm going to take that money. I'm going to run Randy. I'm going to run you next, or however you want to put it. Then he said, I'm going to run either me or Randy. You're going to take our money and go run Tony Wright. Shit, after 98, Bobby, shit, the hell with your shit.
Now, D, I'm going to tell you what. Now, that was a damn good event, but I'm going to tell you now, as the host, you and Randy, as the host of the event, you know y'all did some fucked up stuff, right? You know what y'all did wrong, don't you?
What we did wrong?
Man, hey, I was over there at the damn trailer. Now, hold up. Let me tell you. I was over there at the goddamn trailer. Body Cole walked up to me and said, man, that's fucked up. I said, what, Body? Man, I got $28, and I ain't got but $28 left, and them motherfuckers won't give me no gas to get home.
Hey, Bobby didn't say nothing of, but look, don't forget Wendell now. Don't forget Wendell. He was a part of it, too. He said it back in the cut. I said, damn. But, shit, Bobby know we got him home.
No, I'm just messing with the Bobby said, hey, I told his ass up. Bobby said, I got $28 left. Now, I'm just saying, now, he was saying it as a joke. He said, I got $28 left. They done took all my goddamn money. I can't even get home.
Man. Hey, dog. Yeah. But look, y'all went there and tricked my partner over there, had him over there gambling. Goddamn, damn. I said, Randy, where you at? Oh, I'm in the trailer playing cards. Then I peeked around there and seen you playing cards, Cowboy.
Yeah.
Him and Cowboy and somebody else. I said, oh, shit. I just got the dog
for
a bulldog.
Yeah, they tore his ass whole out in there, too.
Well, man, I hope everybody enjoyed this shit for real.
All right, D. You can hang around, D. You can hang around. We should do the battery, folks. You might want to hear some of this
all
shit,
right.
So you can hang around, then. All right? Okay. All right, D. All right. All right, guys, we finna get the battery report. Let me see if somebody here texting me. We finna get the battery report out. Oh, let me see. What? Oh man, I just got a fucked up ass battery report. It was okay on some of the shit, but okay, it was okay on some of it. Let me see if I get. Normally, I get okay Lynn to come in here and give me my bad report. She wasn't there. I don't know what she heard, but I still got to find out did she hear the thing before I... We're going to have to get the neighborhood bad report and all that shit, too, though. So, y'all just stay tight. Y'all know when the bad report get up here, that when the shit finished, though, so ain't nobody gone nowhere yet. Hold on, man. I got to find the goddamn number. I told y'all I missed them, Bobby. I would have had my shit together better if I'd have known that I was going to come on early, but, you know, once I canceled early out because his father went down, shit, I didn't have my stuff already together, but let me see what I can get in right quick, y'all. Get this battery report shit started. Because I just got a battery report. Now they're going to get mad at me. I just got a battery report. Somebody's going to get mad at me. I ain't going to tell y'all what it is yet, though.
Hello?
Shit, I'm going to get it. Kaylin!
What's up?
Yeah, what's up, girl? I know you ain't with no races this week that I know of, but still, just in case you was on the internet.
No, but I have a battery report.
Oh, shit. Well, you got the proof.
Hold
bring
on.
It on.
Hold up.
Bring it on.
Hold on. I had to save it in my phone. I saved.
Oh, shit.
It's a good one. It's a good one, too.
Oh, shit. All
right. For my bear, I got Donye.
Oh,
for
shit.
For my cub, I got 6 Mile. For my bully,
oh,
I got Jamie. For the dog, I got bully.
Oh, you have a bullet?
Jamie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thought I got Tony Bonds and nephew. And the jackass, I got Andy Mack.
Oh, Andy Mack going to keep the jackass. Andy Mack going to keep the jackass all year until somebody do some dumb
shit
on him. Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's forgiven. Yeah.
Kaylin, all jokes aside, that's a goddamn good bell report. That's a pretty good damn bell report, girl.
Hey, I've had some fun with that one.
Yeah, that's pretty goddamn good right there.
Let
me see who somebody. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say to the racing world out there? Anything else you want to say?
No, not really.
So, how y'all program coming along since your dumbass husband fucked up the church's money out there the other week? Since y'all gotta go
well,
out.
The transmission's messed up again in it, so. I don't know. Hopefully, we'll have it ready to win some challenges race this weekend.
Mm.
That's about
okay,
it. That's about all I can tell you.
Somebody wanted to know when they said Jamie was a question. Jamie, you had Jamie down as the damn as the bully though, right?
Right. Yeah, I had Jamie as the bully.
Well, see, the reason they got Jamie as the bully, he went around that. He was at Jackson down the house of Hook trying to bully everybody and everything.
Everybody.
And when you got that,
that's right.
And then
he never even went to sleep. That man stayed up all night trying to call people out.
Right. See, the people don't realize we started the bully report. We started the bad report starting from Wednesday all the way to Sunday. They didn't understand that, so they was wondering what the hell they talking about with Jamie. And there's only one race. We do it from Wednesday all the way to Sunday. We used to do it to Saturday,
that's
but
right.
We went all the way to Sunday now since we started having races. Kayleen, I got to admit, girl, that's probably one of the better bands for you than did. And it's kind of close. That's all I'm going to say. It's kind of close.
Okay.
You put some thought.
Well, I'm ready to hear it then.
Okay. Do you want to stay on or do you want me to cut you off? You want to just stay on and listen?
No, I want to stay on. No, I'll stay on and listen.
I'm gonna mute your call. I'm gonna mute your mic. If you wanna get up, if you wanna get back in, you gotta text me and let me know to put you back in, so I know.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We gotta go. Let me see the bad report. That was Kayleen. Let me go to my second wheelchair there. Oh Lord, I know this is where the shit might start. Wheelchair. I need your bad report.
All right. From a bear, it's gonna be Daniel.
Okay.
The bully, from what I know, is going to have to be Bobby Cole and another gang.
Okay.
And then our Cub is going to be Randy. The Thot is going to be my homeboy, Nephew. And the Jackass is my other brother, and the Mike.
Damn. All right, we're just for the people that didn't hear it. Go over the gig, because that's a damn good one. That one's a little bit better than Kayleen. All right, go over one more time.
Oh, you trying to get me in all. Zanye, the Bell, the Bully, Memphis Gangster, the Cub, Randy, the Thot, Nethu, and the Jackass, and the Mac.
I think Andy Mac going to be the only one. Besides, Andy Mac might be the only unanimous vote on the Jackass. He might be the only motherfucker. Okay, wheelchair, that was outstanding. You and Kayleen are going neck to neck. Anybody else on your line that want to got a bad report, wheelchair?
Anybody that want to do a bad George on? I think George still on. George on, he might want to do
George? Who, George Black? What's George? George Black?
Yeah.
We're
George Black on. Yeah, George Black on.
Man, no. Well, George Black had already sent me his. I don't want to get him in no trouble. That's my buddy. So we ain't going to let him say his on the air.
No, that doesn't sound right. That's your buddy. I thought I was your buddy, too.
Don't
you
hear
me, but I'm telling you, dog. We got to do what we can't get no phone. No. You got to do it. George, come on. Ain't nothing going to get mad, George. Come on out with me.
Leave him alone. He don't usually talk on the show, so leave him alone. Leave him alone, wheelchair. We're going to go into the next one because we got Wheat on here today, and we're going to have a neighborhood bad report. That's where I think some shit might get started. I don't know, though. But you know, you never know what the fuck Wheat going to come up with. All right. Let me see who else want to. Anybody else want to give a bad report? Besides, we're
going to
be last. Madman, you got a bad report?
Y'all got a bad report, dog. I got Donye for the bear. I got 690 for the cub. I got two cubs. And I got D&D for the cub, too. Tony Bond for the thought. And I got Andy Mack for the jackass. And I don't got no bully because I don't believe nobody bully nobody around, dog, so I ain't got no bully.
Good report, man. Okay. All right, let me get Ted Popple. Let's see if Ted Popple was working. Ted Popple.
Yeah, dog. I got you.
Give me your bad report, Ted Popple.
All right. The bear is definitely going to be Donye is definitely the bear.
Bully was definitely Mr. Gangster because we got our teeth kicked out after growling as loud as we did. Cub is going to be 6 Mile Randy. And the Tot and the Jackass is Andy Mack. I finally found somebody to whoop Andy Mack, and that's Andy Mack. He whooped his own damn self. He slit his dog. I ain't never seen a man slit his wrist and cut his throat at the same time. He did both of them at the same time. Cut and slit. Oh, shit, boy. Finally found make, somebody to whoop make, Andy Mack.
Yeah, yeah. No, Dolomite. I went to the committee, and the committee said we got to add one more. After a while, let me see, we got the Bear, the Cub, the Bullet, the Thot. We got to add one more, Dolomite. It's going to be the Shitty. We got to add the Shitty. Somebody got to be the Shitty. Who Shitty? We got to come up with something on that, Dolomite.
Well, shit, if that's the case, then it was all of us. We all, the old hit man, we all shitted over there. But we were racing, God damn it. We were trying.
All right.
Didn't come
right.
Okay, dog, I'm on mute.
All right, I'm finna go and get Wit, because Wit might have some more shit to talk about. But all I want right now, Wit, is the bad report in your neighborhood bad report. Because Wit came up with the neighborhood bear, but we got a discussion. We got a couple of big topics we got to discuss tonight too. But I don't know if they're gonna come on. Let me see if Wit been drinking. He was sounding good last night. Wit.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, Doug?
Come on, man. You're signing good with. Y'all give me your Barrett Polk neighborhood, Barrett Polk. You got the flow. You can do any fucking thing you want. You can start shit after the Barrett Polk or whatever. Go ahead.
Nah, I ain't going to start nothing, dog. It ain't going to be nothing. But I got a couple bears, a couple thots and all that shit, dog. My bear. I got two bears. G-bodies. That's Dunye and 6 Mile Randy. My two bears right there. I got my bully. I'm going to give it to Bobby Cole. I assumed he was trying to race everybody, but he did race, so I do got to give it to Bobby Cole on the bully. The cub.
He gave me my cub.
Yeah, that's what I'm finna do now, dog. The cub probably going to get that to Herb the Ruler. And I'm gonna get a cub to Herb the Ruler and Thriller. They're my two cubs right there.
Okay.
Herb the Ruler
no
and Thriller.
Okay.
All right, my thot. I got three thots. That's the Memphis Gangster. Sweetness. And Prayer. Them my three.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay.
And I got
that's
two.
That's the first time. I want y'all, hold on, Wit. I want y'all to know Wit just made history. That's the first time we ever got three in one category. But go ahead, Wit.
Yep. Three thoughts. And my jackass is Andy Mack. But man, I don't know. I got to give the boss too, man. Wait, boss went out there, spun around that track and came back, man. He got his ass blowed off like he had won. You know, he came back down the track like he won.
Yeah.
That was Jackass move there now. So I got to give the ball and Andy Mack.
Okay.
Ball came back down the track. That's the first time I've seen that one, dog. Come back down the track.
You
usually win.
Good
report.
Good
report. I got to give Andy Mack. There it is, dog. Had a great show out there, dog. You did a good job of. On the mic and everything. I had a lot of people told me that you kept that rate. Well, you kept the hype on the damn rate. So, Dino did a good job. Dino Randy did a good job, man, with the rate, with the race, man. We had a good time, man. We really did. And the North, they killed us this time. We got to get redeemed ourselves. That's all I can say.
Wit, you forgot one more thing, Wit. You forgot one. What about your neighborhood
bear? Because
the neighborhood bears are
famous. Oh, man.
What about your neighborhood
bear? Man, dog, I'm going to get a VIP wristband, free entry to anybody. I need one person to say who I'm going to say the neighborhood bear is, who I think the neighborhood bear is. I know they know. Lord have mercy.
Come on, Wit.
Well,
come on, Whip.
Man, come on, man. They packed up early, didn't stay and help us fight. You know, that's, you know, I ain't tripping, man. You know, I ain't tripping. You know, and I know they always say with you, you always this, you think you that. Man, I'm going to stay and fight. I don't give a damn. I'm going to stay and fight, man. I'm going to stay and fight. Help goddamn it, my motherfucking people fight. Because if you know that man got away from Bobby Cole, then he the next man in line. I'm going to stay and fight, man. Turn right, went home, man. Went back to the neighborhood, man. So he could tell everybody was scared of him. I got to get to the boy right, man. He's the neighborhood about. Stay in the neighborhood, turn right. We'll be back over there next year. We'll see you next year. Got to be the neighborhood about, man. That man left early.
Yeah.
I said, what's all right?
Hold on,
man, that man been packed up and gone. Bobby got them. We still here fighting. Bobby done lost and everything. That man still ain't got no father than goddamn it. What's the name of that little Nick town out of goddamn Houston, Huntsville? Right there.
Hefner, Alabama.
That man got no father. Hefner, man. That man could have stayed, man. But Dunye was going to run him. Dunye missed his call, so I got to look at that too. Shit. All
right, well, hold on. I got some hands went up, so. I don't know what these hands went up for, but let me see. Don't go nowhere yet.
They're going to cut my ass out. They're going to cut my ass out.
They might not. 708-6369, what's on your mind?
Just want to know, man, why y'all neighborhood went out the door, man? Y'all supposed to stay and help and fight the battle.
What's up, Lash? What's up, Lash?
Yeah! That Tony Wright talk all that. He left the building. He have no more milk and cookies.
Hey, wheelchair, turn the right, call me. Hey, wheelchair, turn the right, call me on my cell phone, but I can't get it because the cell phone on what I'm doing my show on. See, can you get turn the right on, wheelchair? Wheelchair, see, can you get turn the right on? Let me know if you can.
I hope he don't cuss me out, man.
He might not even heard it. So that's what I'm saying. He had called me, but I couldn't get it.
I've been cussed out enough
on the show
this week already, man, for no reason.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You can take it. All right, Lack, I'm going to close you back up, Lack. Is this leaking? I don't know who this is. 214-8358. I don't know who be on this line, so I'm going to just say, who is this?
Dog, this Quarren. This is my line. Flim.
Oh,
man, hit the one button.
Okay. Oh, you didn't hit the one button wrong.
He already told him who it was. I thought it was Snoop's number, but he said Tony Wright.
Oh, Tony Wright. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, Quarren, somebody said you get the... You get the boxing award. You for the box out there, wouldn't you?
Don't do that, dog.
All right, I'm gonna close you back up. I'm gonna close you back up till I need support. I'm close you back up.
Right.
I'm close you back up. Hey, I got the official Barry Pope coming. Anybody want anything to say before I give you the official Barry Pope? Hey, who got that background though? We ain't nobody mic over Joe. Don't you that goddamn noise with? Oh, shit. Hold on a minute. We'll tell your mic. Turn right. You got them as the neighborhood bound, so you wouldn't have to boys fight, so you ran away from the fight.
Goddamn, how the hell I run away from the fight? Hell, I
ain't
had no damn fight.
Everybody
out there
hit
his mouth with
ducking. Everybody was scared,
right,
Tony Wright? They
were
scared.
Yeah, everybody I asked to wrestle with, they tell me they got to wait on the next race going on.
Right.
Chicken my remnant, I told me I had to back tie to the 330. He got 1-1. He didn't want
right.
it. I told Dunye he wanted to back tie. He told me I had to clear him. I told him I'd do that. Goddamn, Bobby Cole, I chased him around, and all he did was act like he going to run me, but he put it that he had to run Dunye first. We told him we'll pay Dunye Punk out and run him.
Now, Dawg, did you know about all this, sir?
Huh? Because
I didn't know.
I heard it. I did hear it.
Dawg said he heard it.
What else can I do? Ain't nothing else I can do. I can't. Trunk a bit to make him get beside me and run me. Hell,
yeah. Damn. Well,
all I can say is, I told my boy D I was gonna be there, and I couldn't.
Oh yeah, we gotta respect you for that. But they just, you know, they try to put. They say you don't raise numbers in the neighborhood, and I mean it's fact that you ain't raise numbers in the neighborhood. So I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with being a neighborhood bell. You a bell.
Let me ask you a question because you know, like I said, I ain't trying to put no fire, no fuel on none of this fire until somebody's speaking for themselves unless I hear. Now I did hear the Memphis Gangster want to run you off the trailer. So tell us why you didn't run off the trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your business, but tell us why you didn't run off the trailer.
I mean, when I come out of town like that, I ran into a track I ain't never had in my car yet. I'd rather make me a shake down and she bust up. And then I know they've been there since Thursday, so they know the track, so I'm not going to let them catch me like that. Hell, I don't call that coming off the trailer if you don't been there since Thursday. But I call it a tap-out move. When you know I ain't going to do it off the trailer, so you'll keep talking about it. So they just that was just a we are not tapping out. You know? So they just use it for excuse. The best thing to do is try to get me off the trailer and fucking with me when I done got a tune in on and got it right, because Memphis Gangsta can't beat me no kind of fucking way. They can't beat me off the trailer, on the trailer, down a dirt road, up a dirt road, or however it is. You can't fucking beat me. You got to do something different.
Okay.
Straight up.
Uh-oh.
Well, shit, there it is. I don't know, dog. I don't know, man. Shit. I just know, man. I don't know, man.
Now, hold on. I want to address all this here just to make sure we keep it in. I just got a text that Dunye came off the trailer. I know the answer to it, but anybody want to say anything about that? I'm going to keep my mind. It said Dunye came off the trailer.
I answered. Yeah, Dunye told me his motor was already hurt. He had him a one pass, and he was going to put that pass either on the Griffin or he going to put it on the Memphis case. The Griffin paid the fuck out. He went at the Memphis case, and he said he going to put that one pass on the motherfucker ass. That's what he did.
All right. And I like that. And Tony Wright said,
I love that. That man said he's going to put this one pass on a motherfucker's ass. That's racist.
On a motherfucker's ass.
I don't know what the rest of these guys doing, man. They playing, man. They ain't in the way. A lot of motherfuckers in the way, Tony Wright. Showing up with race car and ain't getting in the wall. Come on, man. Stop. Where they do that at?
I did hear you say on another show, and that's what you didn't like. That motherfucker was doing a lot of shakedown. There was a lot of shakedown.
Man, hey, man. At Trick or Treat, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, 5 o'clock. Don't bring your head around that motherfucker. I see so many motherfuckers shaking down, cluttering, beating them lanes. Because I was right there by the lane. I said, damn, he just shut down. Bam, he right back around it. Damn, he just shut down. Bam, he right back around it. I said, God.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about the Memphis Gangsta. I see him make 3-4 goddamn passes. God damn, how many passes you got to make to know you fly? My first pass came in words. Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I ain't with all that shaking down. You gonna raise you? Man, we got five passes on that goddamn predator since we done brought it back out, and then two of them we blowed up.
Hey, Witt, hold on. Some people like me until you told me the other day. They said you left your off the trailer car at home. Explain to everybody why you left your off the trailer car at home.
I mean, we got several cars. We don't want to bring the same car every time. We want to bring different cars to different races, race different people. Yeah.
That ain't my goddamn turn.
Why you looking at me like this?
Yeah, we want to bring Predator out. We want to run Predator. We want to run some of the cars that look like Predator. We want to show people that we got. We ain't just got one car that'll perform. We finna bring Kingfish out. We got several cars that gonna perform good out here. And they gonna be off the trailer style racing. That was really off the trailer. We didn't make one pass on the car. We put the motor in Friday night. We really needed one more pass. But if we stayed in the shootout, or we gonna go over in road racing. We like road racing.
Now,
we got out the shootout.
That ain't the same lie I heard the last time. Last time I heard you was getting your car ready for some maintenance or some shit. Give me your 446381.
So I heard
you getting your car ready. You said you were going to run it.
We're gonna do a little maintenance on the transmission, bust the oil pan, and try to fix the skids where the oil pan won't hit the oil pan no more. Just a little maintenance shit. Yeah.
Okay.
When we get through it, we bring it back out running. We run out when they ready. Shoot, we don't goddamn just got them.
Right, we got two mics open. I got background on. Wheelchair mic and with mic. Wheel, they got that background on. You shut that shit out. I got two mics
on. We race our shit. We're going to bring Kingfish out. Probably going to be running around. Shouty might not be running around too much. Yeah. If they do it, don't they? Don't. We trying to race. We had a little baby over there. We broke the axle on it. We fixing it right now. So, shit, you know. It's just another day in office for us, man. We like racing. We could have stayed in the shootout and paid her the punk out. That ain't what we wanted to do. We wanted to race the man.
Yeah.
A lot of guys need to come on and start racing, man. This shit, man, god dang.
Well, hey, Whit, I keep getting texts saying, god damn it, all the bells was there, and you didn't bring your bell. I keep getting texts on that.
Well, the thing of it, hell, they wasn't doing them, was fumbling around. I ain't see the bells doing. I wasn't going to be with none of that. When I bring my car out, ain't no shaking down. We going to come off that trailer. I ain't got time to be running around watching you, this and that and all that bullshit, hurting your motor and waiting and all that fucking shit. You won't shout it, I'll run out one of you bitches off the trailer. Now, what's up?
Okay, there it is, y'all. Anybody want my
trailer? I ain't got time for no fucking game. And money low, I ain't got time for no fucking game. You want to race, we're going to race. Get your ass ready, we'll come off that trailer. And that's it. Fuck it. Any motherfucker. Fuck how it turn out.
I ain't got
to worry about us no ducking and all that bullshit.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, y'all heard.
They want me to come out and watch them test. Fuck me.
Good report, man. Good report,
test
man.
At home, test from goddamn where else. Test from goddamn where. You call me, speak through testing. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
Good report, Whit. Good report.
I mean that, goddammit.
All right.
Hey, Whit, I'm
closing everybody's
mic.
I'm
coming to
Mike
Hill's show.
I'm finna get the official battery pole. Then if y'all can talk a little shit about that, then I got a couple topics we're going to bring up. So, Keith, I'm going to close you up, too, on this one. I don't know if you heard the other battery reports, but I'm going to give you the official battery report minus the thought and the jackass. I'm not going to get into the thought and the jackass this week because I got different feelings about, well, Andy Mack and the jackass, but other shit, somebody else comes in a jackass, too, and a thought. But Andy Mack is a jackass regardless. He automatically did that to somebody do some dumber shit than he do. But anyway, here we go with the official battery report. This is the official battery report. Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to start from the bottom. The bully in my bad report was Hitler, Tony Wright. That was the bully in my bad report. After I heard some of the other guys' bad report, I almost wanted to change mine because Bobby Cole was talking a lot of shit. Randy was talking a lot of shit. We had a lot of motherfucking bullies could be bullies. Jamie was talking a lot of shit. But anyway, I gave the bully to Tony Wright. Tony Wright is the bully. Coming on up to the Cub, this is the most controversial one I done had today. I done got so many different texts and everything on it. But coming up with the Cub, this is what I got. I got the Cub, 6 Mile Randy, and Herb the Ruler. Those are my Cubs, 6 Mile Randy and Herb the Ruler. Honorable mentions, I got so many different texts was D&D out of Arkansas and Trigger Man. All righty. So y'all are in the running, but that's what I get. I narrowed it down, 6 Mile Randy and Herb the Ruler. And the bear, didn't have no problem this week with getting the bear. No problem whatsoever with getting the bear. If Randy hadn't lost and if the Memphis Gangsters hadn't run, Randy would have been the bear, the bully, and the cub, damn near. But the bear this week is Dunye. Dunye is the bear. The Cubs is Randy, 6 Mile Randy, and Herb the Ruler, and the bullet is Tony Hitler Wright. And unanimous jackass is Andy Mack. So that being said, I'm going to open the mics back up. Keith, you back open if you got something to say. Quan, you open if you got something to say. I just asked y'all with the background now. Cadillac, you open. Mikeia, you open. Witch, you open. Who else want to be open? I'm coming to you. Dolomite, you open. Madman, you open. Rip, I don't never open Rip till he texts me because he be having all kind of fucking noise anyway. Who else I'm going to get up here? Where you at?
All right, y'all mics open. If y'all got something to say, go ahead. Y'all mics open. If you got anything to talk, go ahead. Yeah, dog, if I would have known Tony, right, did all that, I would have made him my bully too. I didn't know we did all that. Right. Yeah, ain't no problem.
If you don't know, then like I said, it's what you think. It's what you know. You ain't got to go by what nobody else knows. It's what you know. So if you didn't know it, that's what's good about the damn bad report now. We getting a whole lot of different views, and we're getting away from that my buddy-buddy shit. We're getting away from the buddy-buddy shit. That's what I like about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else got anything? Yeah. All right, guys. All y'all mics open. Is there anything y'all want to jump on before I throw this topic out here? Anything y'all want to jump on? Nobody want to jump on that?
Mm-hmm. No, come on with the topic, dog. I'm going back
to you. All right, well, the topic is the same. The topic is the discussion we've been having on the back lines that I already had it wrote down, too. The race between Sweetness and Randy. Saturday or Friday? Saturday or Friday? Do I owe or do I don't owe? That's what the topic is. Y'all want to talk about that? Let's get that one out and open.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Uh-huh.
Willie Dawg, you forgot one thing, man. I'm getting ready to tell you right now. You forgot to announce the happiest, what they call it, pro spectator, Tim Howell. He was happy, boy. So I'm on mute.
No, I didn't forget it, but I'm trying to say I don't want to be the one that can carry the whole show. Y'all come on in and help out carry the show. Because you know the storm out here, I go get it back up under the covers because I'm nervous as a motherfucker out here.
Come on, man. Lil Wayne ain't gonna hurt you.
I'm just like a hey, kid. I'm just like a bitch. If my bed was hiding up off the floor, I'd be up under that motherfucker. If my bed was hiding up off the floor.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Your bed must be on the floor, dog. You immediate.
Well, we had all this here. We had everybody was on the back lines and all that. Want to talk? Nobody want to talk now. I'm finna shut this motherfucker off. Y'all, I ain't trying to beg no motherfucker about it to talk about nothing. All the shit went on and nobody want to talk about it. Well, let me see. I had one more topic. Yeah. I mean, I'm tired too. I'm hoarse. You know, I mean, if I ain't gonna try to carry the show by my damn self. If y'all don't want no show, I'll be glad to get the hell out of this.
Shut it on down, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man, right, I'll shut it on down.
We'll see y'all tomorrow then. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
No.